All right, today, peeps, I want to go into something that has helped me in my life tremendously, and I know that you will benefit from it because we're very similar. So this is what it is. I made a commitment. I made a commitment to do these two things, and that is what is bringing me in front of you today, to be able to record this podcast, to be able to be coaching people, to be able to be teaching people, for me to be able to transform my mind and my thoughts and my body and my business and things like that. It's an actual commitment, and I'm going to get into it today and let you know, because this is something guaranteed you can do. You will need help. You will need support. You won't be able to do it alone. Outside help is needed. And I was, yo, very offended when someone told me, for me, outside help is needed. I was like, no, I can do it myself. I've been doing it myself. But yo, listen to this. It's these two things. So let's get into it.
Are you a beauty professional who's a self-proclaimed artist and product junkie, yet lacks in the business and marketing aspect of your businesses? Each episode of All Things Naja, I'll deliver creative solutions for creative people, sharing with you fun tips and tricks and business basics to deliver the best to your business, to yourself, and to your customers. In essence, I want to help you run your business so your business isn't running you.
Okay, peeps, let's get into what are we gonna commit to this year, right? We don't need to make any resolutions. We're just gonna make some commitments. Same word, slicing and dicing, but if you've made resolutions in the past and it just, fizzled out, it's usually because you don't have the right support. And believe me, I've tried to do everything on my own. I'm still a little bit of a loner and independent, but I do ask for help. I still do have, a team of advisors, whether it be therapy coaches, spiritual coaches, business coaches, all that, accountants. But the commitments to make, you can do them individually. But what I want to share with you is what I've done that really helps me with success and really actually accomplishing the things that I want. Because there's lots of things that you want to accomplish and lots of things that you're actually really capable and completely able to do. It's not that you lack in the skill. Most of the time, what we lack in is in this skill of actually follow through and consistency. Because we're on the creative path. So when a creative thing passes by, we jump on it, squirrel and start another thing. So that's why it's helpful to get coaching. Get coaching from me. I try to make it inexpensive, or find an accountability partner. Find anyone that you actually check in with weekly. That's really, 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 really important. Monthly is not going to be enough. I've tried that with beauty professionals and creative types. It's weekly, and it's I call it like chipping away. We got to chip away at your old story, chip away at your old mentality, chip away of your old thoughts of what you think about yourself, and remove that, right? And that takes time, and that takes help, and that takes support. When it's just you alone, you let your own thoughts and bad thoughts about yourself created by other people or society, and it just doesn't allow you to accomplish things. So let me tell you my secret sauce for actually accomplishing things. Because believe me, I was a procrastinator. I'm a Gemini. I'm a woman. I'm creative, sensitive, have PTSD. So yeah, I could really get caught up in my head and not get anything done. I'm not telling you that I don't still get caught up in my head, but I always get things done now. It doesn't collapse me. Those thoughts don't collapse me. And it's because of this. I made a commitment a number of years ago, because I read in order to succeed spiritually, like if you wanted to get enlightened or find God or really know God or know the truth or live in reality, like all that kind of stuff is that, and that's beyond religion. That kind of stuff is, it just takes two things. It takes willingness and perseverance. So I learned that about that type of spiritual life because I really want to do that. I yearn for that. That's my biggest heart's, it's beyond desire. It's just a needing and a knowing, right? So I also applied that to my business life because, in order for me to be able to find God and really dedicate myself to God, I can't be in financial and chaotic shambles. Someone broke that down to me once. They said, how if every month you're struggling to pay your rent, that's, 90% every month is going to that, and then only 10% is going to God. So I was like, oh my gosh. I was always thinking, who cares about money? I want God. Who cares about that? But no, I really saw. So I got myself in order for God to be one of God's soldiers, right? So I use that principle. So let's use that principle in all of your affairs, and especially your nail business, your beauty business, okay? You have to be committed to have the willingness to do whatever it takes to succeed and the perseverance to do that. So willingness and perseverance. So does that mean sometimes you're going to lose sleep? Yes, you'll have to go to bed later or wake up earlier. Does that sometimes mean that you might have to cut out people in your life and friends in your life that don't support you and your business? It doesn't mean they don't come and pay and give services, get services. It's better to keep those people separate. Friends are not your clients. It's more in the support energetically. Do they treat it like you have a career? Do you treat it like you have a career, right? Do they support you? Can you call them when you're excited? Oh, I just did this amazing set. Or, hey, I feel really bad today. You need that type of support. Those are the people that should be in your life if you want to be a businesswoman and a successful creative artist and business person making money with your creations. So let's talk a little bit about willingness and perseverance. Now, I talk a lot about keeping track of your numbers because I give you examples of how I, through keeping track of my numbers, was able to triple my revenue and continue to make more money and grow. And when I fall off and I don't keep track of what I'm spending and what I'm making, I don't make as much. It's a tried and true, like, metaphysical, like, law of money, managing it, keeping track. How much do I spend? How much do I earn? And the best way to do it, especially in the beginning, or it will not work, is that you have to make a commitment. You're making a commitment to keep this log. It's not about keeping the log, it's about the commitment to keep the log. The commitment will be the thing that will help you keep the log. So, you can be committed by making a commitment that no matter what, you will record what you spend and what you earn, meaning income. When money comes in, right at the moment, do not let 60 seconds pass. Don't let one whole minute pass before you recording it in whatever you decide to record it in. Do you want to do it on a spreadsheet? Do you want to do it on pen and paper? Do you want to find a free app on the phone? Those are your three choices, or a notebook. Three choices, or four choices. Don't let that paralyze you, because that paralyzes me a lot. Oh, I don't know. I need the perfect system. Oh, it's on paper. Oh, it's on the digital. And then I don't do it at all. So you have four choices. Rewind this to hear them again, or I'm going to repeat them. But you rewind it. Excel spreadsheet, or like a digital spreadsheet, a free app on the phone, pen and paper, or just in your notes on the phone. I've done all four of those. Whatever it is, your commitment is within 1 minute of someone giving you money, you write it down. And within 1 minute of you spending money, you write it down. If you do it at the cashier, the cash register at the grocery store, any store, you step out of line away from the people that are huffing and puffing behind you, because everyone wants to be in a rush, and you record it. That's the commitment. Now, that's what you need to start doing. Once you start to do that, the overall picture is that you have the willingness and the perseverance to keep with that commitment. Meaning, if you fall off the commitment for one day, get right back on it. You're going to fall off it for 2 or 3 or 4 days because it's so hard to get back on it. You're beating yourself up. You feel ashamed. Nothing's going to work. And then you don't do anything. The secret to success is action. And that's it. Number one, action. That's it. All these other things help. Yes, you have to market. Yes, you have to keep track of your numbers. I'm telling you, top dog, without action, you'll get nowhere. I don't care how depressed you are, what little small move you can make. Action. So, willingness and perseverance. Let's work on that this December, getting into the new year, and see where we get with it, because it's really, really important, and it really, really, really changed my life. Because you're going to fall off. You're not going to keep track of your numbers right away. Only certain people can do that, and I'm not one of them, and most creative types are not one of them, right? So you really need to be able to commit to this, to change yourself, to chip away at it. And you can do this with other things. If it has to do with posting on social media or marketing or making a newsletter or writing something every day about your business, but something, you need to take small action. And we want to do these big grand things. I'm going to revamp my whole website. I'm going to redo my online booking site. I'm going to come up with a new special, and I'm going to clean my basement today. And it's not that you can't do that. I could get cracked out and do that as well. The thing is, that's not how business works, and it's not going to have longevity in business. So what you want to do is small little things. 15 minutes a day, you know, 10 minutes a day to record your spendings. I'm telling you, it's going to take under 5 seconds, right? Record it and do something with that data. So let's get into the willingness and perseverance. I have persevered all the way to be able to get these podcasts to you, and all the way to have my online classes and to be doing my coaching. I started it in about 2015, was, you know, in a rocky place. And around 2018 is when I first put my one or two classes up on the online thing. And then I would fall off and get back on, you know. So I understand all of this. But you just have to have your eye on the prize, willingness and perseverance that you continue to take action. Behind the scenes and in front of the scenes, I was continued to take action. I would feel like this business is never going to work. It's never going to work. But I just committed to willingness and perseverance and kept putting out content, kept making classes, recording classes, whether I was depressed or not. So if I can do it, you can do it. So write that somewhere. Willingness and perseverance. You are not going to give up. That's what willingness and perseverance means. Saying I'm not going to give up is talking in the negative. Never give up, never give up. It's a negative talk. Doesn't work for the subconscious. Better to commit to willingness and perseverance. All right, peeps. I love you. Ciao, ciao. And, you know, check in with me. Let me know how it's going. Tell me what you learned from this, and if you do stick with the willingness and perseverance.